Brad Davison joining us. How are you, Davo?
Morning, fellas. How are we?
Very well. We got a track inspection this morning.
Yeah, I believe around 9 a.m, guys. Ray Thomas penned a story last night suggesting that was the case. 28.4 mil of rain since 9 a.m. yesterday. That wasn't really forecast either that much. So, look, there's been a preliminary discussions, Ray said, about potentially moving the meeting to Monday, but then obviously we're 6 days out from the Everest as well. The rail is out 8 metres, so you're going to have that 8 metre pad with the rail going back in true for the Everest anyway. So whether that comes into discussions with that, I guess the problem with Monday is Monday's looking clear, but Sunday's looking just as bad as Saturday. So will it have enough time to recover in time? I'm not sure, but we'll see how it all plays out. Randwick's been able to cope with a lot of rain, but yeah, it just keeps on coming. And obviously, the forecast tomorrow, 40 to 50 mil, isn't reading very well at all.
No, that's not looking great, Davo. If we do go ahead, who do you like in the Silver Eagle?
Yeah, I think it's Mr. Mozart, guys, just simply because he's a very good wet tracker. As you said, Loz, in your multi there, you're going to be looking for those horses that are just going to get through the heavy 10 conditions, and he's the one that'll probably get through it the best. He was wide there first up. He was solid. I thought the luckless run was a bit overplayed, but I just think he's better on wet ground. He'll map okay. He'll roll forward and put himself in the first few, and he was the way I'd lean there, just simply because of his wet track credentials.
Tomorrow at Caulfield, three Group 1s. The Giddies, of course, the feature, although how good's the Might and Power Stakes look? Cox Plate preview. Firstly, though, what's your fancy in the Guineas?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Golden Mile, guys. I like him. I just think the Melbourne form's not flash, personally. And, you know, a lot of people look at that last start in the Golden Rose and say, well, how's he going to run a mile? He was stopping over the end of 1400, but you know, the end of the race is a byproduct of the start of the race. And if you watched his first 400 metres, he had to work overtime to get outside the lead. They rolled at a really good tempo. And then he kicked at the top of the straight and went, oh, I'm your winner, and took off. And then it was only late. He had to be vulnerable the way that race was run and the work he did early. So it'd be a different setup there. I mean, you go back two starts to go 1400. He absolutely cruised through the line. And I think people are just looking at that last 100 a bit too much the other day. If you go back to the start prior, you'd say 1600 is absolutely perfect for him. They'll take the trail this time. James McDonald jumps aboard and he's got the best form in the race by a country mile. So for me, I'm happy to play at around the 270 mark. I think that's fair value, and he's clearly the one. If he runs a mile, he wins. Simple as that for me, and I'm happy to take the gamble at that price.
Can Amenable run top four in that race, Davo, in your
opinion? Definitely, yeah, Loz. Should be running on strongly. Looks like a horse that's going to really appreciate the mile, and a definite chance to run top four for sure.
Edamo, Zaki, I'm Thunderstruck, Alligator Blood, Mwanga. What a field we got here for the Might and Power. Who do you fancy?
Yeah, it's a cracker, isn't it? And look, I'm going to stick with Alligator Blood. I can't see why he can't win again. When you go to the lead up at Sandown, I mean, the last 100 metres, he was holding them all at bay comfortably, and it's a similar setup here. There's no more speed in the race than there was the other day, so they're going to be able to do what they like on Alligator Blood, get him to the front, give him a cheap sectional, and it's just a case of if you run out 2,000 metres, but the way he ran out 1,800 the other day suggests it's not too much of an issue. Look, Animo's the horse to beat, but I think he's priced too aggressively. You know, I think the major concern with Animo is you look at what he's beaten in two runs in Sydney, and not one horse behind him has come out and really done anything at all. So that's a bit of a concern, but he's been winning with a leg in the air. We know how good he is. It's just a case of this is a race with four or five chances, and you got to take really short odds about him. So Animo the horse to beat, but I couldn't get him shorter than $3. And, yeah, I think Alligator Blood, the way to play, is out in front and doing his own thing. I thought Zaki was terribly disappointing last time out. He can bounce back, but I still think 2,000 sees him out to a degree when he can't control that in front. And, you know, there's a little query, of course, on I'm Thunderstruck at the distance as well. Mwanga was good the other day, but he hits that flat spot in his races. So I'm not sure a sitting sprint's going to really suit him either. So fascinating. They can all win. But for me, Alligator Blood, the value there at the each way quote.
What's your best at Randwick tomorrow?
Look, I think there's a couple of really good wet trackers there that if we do go ahead, I'm really keen they'll run very well. One is Jalmari in race number one. So that I'll just get the numbers for you there. Race one, number two, Jalmari, and race four, number nine, Willinga Beast. Now, she brings the fillies form over the colts, which we know has been stronger all spring. She loves wet tracks. She's got Randwick wet form, and she's back to 1,200 metres. I think she's a terrific bet. But Jalmari, if we get to the first tomorrow, he'll just absolutely swim through those conditions, and I think he'll start a favourite at the moment. He's second pick at the moment, so there's still a bit of value in his price as well.
Gosh, yourself, Ali Mosley, Adam Pengilly, all singing from the same hymn sheet with your tips today. Thank you so much, Davo.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.